I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and many of my friends still do. With the holidays here, the parties and reunions have arrived. I want to give friends a heads up on a healthy alternative to dipping tobacco, Jake's Mint Chew. Jake's is non-nicotine, tobacco-free, and made from USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, packs well, has a solid, long-lasting flavor, and has stopped me from using the brand name Dip Tobacco. Start the new year off right and make Jake's your chewing tobacco alternative. Go to jakesmintchew.com and get on the path to a healthier life. You can do it. Jake's can help. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Join Chicago's Big Ten team. They return to Welsh Ryan Arena Sunday, 6 o'clock. Single game and family plans are on sale now at nusports.com. So for the Bears, they've got really just to get ready for the Lions coming up here. 3 wins on the season for them. The Lions right now, though, are 8-4. And the Bears right now working with a backup quarterback in Matt Barkley, who offensive coordinator Dow Loggins says has done really well.
He's done a really good job of coming in and having great command and poise in the pocket and controlling the huddle. And where he's really, in my opinion, where he's really stood out when we've been in our no-huddle two-minute situations, he's done a nice job that way.
And so the Bears coming off a win now will face Detroit, and they practiced today. Pernell McPhee was back on the field, Tracy Porter as well. They were able to participate. However, Eddie Royal, with a toe problem, had to sit out. Thursday night football, and it's a good one tonight here on The Score. Oakland will take on Kansas City. We've got that broadcast at 7 o'clock. The winter meetings today wrap up on the East Coast, and the Cubs, they made a Rule 5 selection. They get pitcher Caleb Smith from the Brewers. He's a left-hander. The White Sox taking righty Dylan Covey, who comes over from the Oakland A's. Now, you might have already heard that last night, Aroldis Chapman agreed to a 5-year contract with the New York Yankees. The New York Post today also reported that there was an offer, an even better offer from Miami. They offered $1 million more, same amount of years, but he decided to go with New York for $86 million and a 5-year contract. And also, Kenley Jansen is drawing a lot of interest from different teams. The Nationals looking for a closer, the Dodgers and Marlins as well. The Nats have apparent interest in David Robertson of the White Sox as well. Bulls will play the Spurs tonight, and they might have Doug McDermott back. He at least believes he'll be able to play as he returns from a concussion. Also in the NHL, the Blackhawks tomorrow will face the Rangers. Brent Seabrook is not going to play in that game. He's got an upper body injury. The Blackhawks, though, are hopeful that the upper body injury of Jonathan Toews will subside enough that he'll be able to play in the game on Sunday. This update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. The Hyundai Holiday Sales Event is going on now. And join The Score for a live pregame broadcast with Hub Arkish, Dan Pompey, and Patrick Manley at Crosstown Pub and Grill in Naperville Sunday, starting at 9 a.m. Stick around for the Bears postgame show with Hub, Olin Krutz, and Big Cat Williams. You can come check out the broadcast, eat great food, enjoy Bud Light specials, all brought to you by Bud Light. Raise one to right now. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This hour brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Greg Gabriel, NFL scout for 30 years.
The difference between the good teams and the bad teams in the league is one or two players.
Scouting the Bears' next opponent.
Stafford takes a snap, throws to the right side, caught by Marvin Jones, stays in bounds, goes down the sideline. He may go all the way, and he does. Touchdown! 73-yard touchdown play from Stafford to Jones.
Mariota up under center, turns, gives to Murray, hit the end zone, and drop! That should be a safety, and it is! Oh, down!
him.
Greg Gabriel with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And at 304 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 Score, Boers and Bernstein, we welcome in now one of our prime members of our football panel of experts.
He writes for Pro Football Weekly. He is also on Twitter at Greg Gabe, and he is with us on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man. Hello, Greg Gabriel.
Hello, guys. How you doing? Good to hear you, Terry.
Well, thank you, my friend. It's always a pleasure to visit with you.
So a little bit of palace intrigue in Lake Forest up at Hallis Hall with the Score's Mike Mulligan reporting that maybe there's some dissatisfaction on the part of Vic Fangio and or John Fox, something up with that relationship, all sorts of huffing and puffing and non-denial denials yesterday. So I'm wondering with what you know and all the people you know in football, what is real about what's going on?
Well, number one, when you get into a season like this and you're losing and there's not going to be a playoff spot or even close to a playoff spot, a lot of rumors go out. But that being said, you know, I did talk to a guy who's close to Fangio, and he really didn't know much about it other than to say, you know, he goes, Vic wants to be a head coach, and his feeling is that that gig isn't going to come out of what's going on here because, you know, this team has just been so atrocious the last 2 years and for whatever reason. And so, you know, could he want out because of that? Sure, maybe. But the fact is, NFL contracts with coaches and scouts, those are ironclad. If you got a 3-year contract, unless they want you out, you're there. You know, you got so you can't make a lateral move to go from one team to another as a defensive coordinator or whatever. It has to be a head coaching job, or he's there. So unless he gets fired, he's going to be back here next year.
That's interesting because I kind of look around, Greg, and we know there's going to be a bunch of openings as there always are. And I was thinking, why doesn't somebody roll the dice on him? It doesn't have to be a negative that he won't be with the Bears. I mean, I'll miss him because I think he's still a pretty good damn coach. But I just look at it and say, well, you know, won't their teams be interested in him to be the head coach? I know the Bears don't have to let him go, but won't they be interested?
Well, if he gets interviewed for a head coaching position, they got to let him interview.
But, okay. So fun.
And he's been interviewed before, I think, for head coaching mm-hmm. jobs, and he's probably a very viable candidate. The guy's a hell of a coach. So, yeah, he, you know, depending on what jobs, we don't know yet what jobs are going to be open. There's speculation that this place or the other place could have an opening, but really we're not going to know until, you know, the day after the season ends, unless somebody gets fired like Chip Kelly did a couple days before at the end of the season in Philly last year. Mm-hmm. So that all remains to be seen, and that's still 4 weeks away.
Now, when you watch the play of Matt Barkley under the tutelage, shall we say, to use the term loosely, of Dowell Loggins, and when we talked to Zach Miller about it, he noted that Barkley has been really good when they speed things up and they just let him walk to the line and they run some of the 2-minute stuff, and that has been able to take advantage of whatever either he does well or wants to do. There's a certain comfort level there. What do you see, and what's the level of viability in Barkley as something other than just a guy?
You know, personally, I think he's just a guy or a little bit more than just a guy. And part of that is just his physical traits. He's not the tallest guy in the world. He's got very limited mobility, and he's got very average arm strength. In fact, you know, you look at the two quarterbacks that have played well or decently for the Bears this year. You know, you got Hoyer and you got Barkley, and if you're using a baseball analogy to compare them, Jay Cutler's got an Aroldis Chapman arm, and these guys look like Kyle Hendricks. I mean, you know, there's just no arm strength with either one of them. They have to do the short passing game. Now, saying all that, I think Loggins has done a hell of a job in getting these guys ready to play. You know, during when Cutler was playing, he got all the reps during the week, and that's the same with all teams around the National Football League. But when these guys knew they were going to get a chance to play, they got all the reps. They were very well prepared. The game plan was good. You just look at the numbers, which is really interesting. Brian Hoyer, you know, on the games he played, he attempted 200 passes. He was only sacked 4 times in all the play time he had during the year. I think he played in 6 games. Barkley's played in part of one game and then started 2 games, and he's only had 2 sacks. So 6 sacks in 8 games between those two players. Jay Cutler, 17 sacks. So why is the difference? And now, and that tells me that it's on Cutler. You know, we were saying earlier in the year how atrocious the tackles were, and the Bears got to go out and get some tackles. Well, when these two guys play, those tackles are playing pretty good.
You know, it's interesting because we can go back a few years with this, Greg, and something you just said, that at one point, and I don't know, maybe it wasn't legit. You'd know better than I. That Barkley looked like he was going to be the number one pick in the draft. And we know he came back for a year and he sucked and it never happened. But what did they see something different? Or was that not true that he was at one point like every NFL seemed to think of him as the number one quarterbacking prospect?
Well, here's the thing. The NFL people never say he was going to be the number one pick in the draft.
True.
They never say anything about any player. They keep their mouth shut. It was the draft nicks. And sometimes they're right, sometimes they're wrong, and in this case, they were wrong. Tom Daddy got a shoulder injury this last year in USC. That didn't help anything. And when you get through with all the testing, you know, number one, when he was at USC, you know, it's like he's driving a Mercedes-Benz. It's not like he's at a lousy program.
And no
he's
doubt.
Got a bunch
yep.
of lousy players.
Yep.
He's got a bunch of top players around him. Good offensive line, real good receivers, good running game, and that helps him to be a lot better. But I think his physical traits, his marginal physical traits, once he got to the big leagues, hurt him a little bit. Now, you know, I was in Philly as a consultant when he got drafted. Mm-hmm. He got chipped, traded up in the fourth round to get him. I think we had a pick like the eighth or ninth pick in the fourth round and traded up to the first pick in the fourth round for the start of day three to get him because he thought, you know, knowing from it was Chip's first year, he knew him from the Pac-12, thought he could do something with him, but they ended up cutting him in the second year because he couldn't do anything. Then he goes out to Arizona, and Bruce Arians, pretty good quarterback guy, and he lets him go this year. So, you know, that doesn't say a whole lot about Barkley, and I think as heady as he is, as smart as he is, as instinctive as he is, the physical limitations hurt him.
All right, we know the Bears have already beaten the Lions, but the fortunes of the teams have diverged since then. So how do you see this matchup?
I think the Lions are playing really good football, and part of that is just that Matt Stafford is probably playing the best football of his career. And what's interesting is, you know, you go back to last year. First of all, you look at his numbers through the years, and he was a guy, you know, you could say he was Cutler-like in that he'd have some big games and make some big plays, and then he'd make the bonehead play, costly turnover or whatever. Well, this year he's not turning the ball over. He's only got 5 interceptions so far this year, which is really the lowest interception rate. His interceptions rate is like 1% on passes this year, which is phenomenal. His accuracy is better. He's up at 67.5%, thrown for a lot of yards, and yet he doesn't have the skill people. Last year he had one of the best receivers of all time in Calvin Johnson. They were always trying to get the ball to Calvin Johnson. This year he's got, you know, one real good guy in Golden Tate, and all the others are just, you know, average NFL football players, yet he's finding a way to spread the ball around, get the ball to him. They're going to have, when the season's over, they're going to have 5 players with better than 50 receptions on that club.
MVP?
He's got a chance, but they got to win. You know, they're 8-4 right now. Mm-hmm. They're going to be in the playoffs, but they have to, you know, they got 4 tough games coming up. The Bears, who knows that tough game, and they play well at home, and this game's in Detroit, but they got to play at the Giants and at Dallas, and they finish up against Green Bay.
Ooh.
Green Bay could still be, you know, fighting for a playoff spot, so you know, he's got to come up big in those games, get them into the playoffs.
Real quick, I want to talk to the former college scouting director in you, and that if, in fact, Vic Fangio were to find a way out of that deal or not be here next year, the fact that Ryan Pace has been drafting and developing for a 3-4 means you could not conceivably just throw a switch and try to find places for Eddie Goldman and Leonard Floyd in a 4-3. That would be all but disastrous in the short term, wouldn't it?
Because you're getting back into a start all over again mode.
Okay.
Just like last year was, you had to find players to play in this type of scheme. And now after 2 years, if he's to go somewhere else and you don't get another guy who's going to play something similar, then you're going back to square one, starting all over again, and got to find the right players to fit that scheme.
Greg, we appreciate it as always. Sure thank do. You.
Okay, thanks, guys. Talk
Take
to you
care, Greg. Thanks.
That is Greg Gabriel. Some very solid information there mm-hmm. on Vic Fangio that you're not going to find elsewhere. That's some proprietary stuff there from Greg. Next up, Zach Zaidman with the latest on the Bears. Bottom of the hour, we will do the second half. We got some more baseball stuff coming your way also, and Dan Pompey at 5 on the Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Helzberg Diamonds. Here's to love. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that the Clippers were getting run for being the best team in the NBA. Then they got run right out of their own building last night. Except it didn't feel like it was their own building. One thing to lose at home, quite another to have more people cheering for the visiting team. That was a straight curb stomping. The Warriors came into their house, they ate their food, they drank their beer, they partied with their women, and they walked away with their seventh straight win over the Clippers. That was a straight hospital job. Clearly, the Warriors have set up camp in the Clippers' heads. How else do you explain CP3 getting teed up right when that game started? And Blake Griffin playing one of the worst games of his entire career. If you're trying to win a championship, your best player cannot no-show against the best team. The Clippers didn't even get Golden State's best shot, and they still got jacked up. I'm Jim Rome.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
IRS, the most feared agency in the world. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only firms in the country who helps taxpayers no matter how much they owe. Whether you owe just a few thousand dollars or hundreds of thousands, call now and take the first step in getting your tax matter resolved before the IRS seizes your assets or garnishes your wages. Call 800-349-9770. That number again is 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
All right, everybody, this is an easy one. Just keep this in mind. Nobody sells for less, and nobody during Mattress Firm's year-end closeout sale should miss. Does that make sense? Should miss? You shouldn't miss it. Because, really, Maddie, we've said this many times. You won't get a better shopping experience. It's a huge deal. Their year-end closeout sale, big deal. And nobody is going to treat you better, find exactly what you want. Our guys at Mattress Firm, we've been doing this for a long time now, and you can trust us because we are trustworthy people.
You can get up to 50% off select floor models and 60% off accessories while supplies last and save up to $500 store-wide of the best brands. We're talking about Beautyrest, Stearns & Foster, and Sealy. You really should experience the all-new Custom Collection. That's crafted exclusively for Mattress Firm. That's the luxury lines, including Tempur-Pedic. That's the one I've got and that I love. And for a limited time, you can purchase any Custom Collection or Tempur-Pedic mattress set and get up to $300 in free gifts like a free pillow, free mattress protector, and free delivery. Importantly, you can sleep happy with no interest financing for 5 years.
And I talk always about the shopping experience. And I know you've been you're a man of shopping. You're a man of great shopping acumen. That you won't go anywhere that you'll get the kind of treatment they have at Mattress Firm. You will be completely satisfied. And with these huge savings and all kinds of things all over the store that should interest you and you should want, particularly if your mattress is older than 8 years, forget it. You got to get rid of it now. It's a perfect time of the year to do a Christmas time. Oh, you'll thank us a million times over. And the other thing you should know, no financing for 5 years. Digest that. No financing for 5 years. Years, no interest financing, rather, for 5 years at our guys at Mattress Firm. So I don't know, Dan, what would anybody possibly be waiting for at this point?
Nobody sells for less. Get into the year-end closeout sale at Mattress Firm where you save money.
Sleep happy.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month, but you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, or anything else. Serenity Insurance specializes in low-cost SR22 or FR44 auto insurance. We've opened a phone line for very affordable car insurance meant specifically for overpaying high-risk drivers. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filings. Call 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694.
Are you a local business owner? Are you looking to boost sales? Break through the advertising clutter with online radio ads. With Audio Ad Sensor, you have 30 seconds to tell your story, message, or promotion to highly engaged listeners for as little as $75 a month. Advertise to thousands on some of the most trusted stations in radio. It's great for events. Create your campaign today. Head over to AudioAdSensor.com for more information. That's AudioAdSensor.com.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialist at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
This week in music history. This week in 2000, Eminem was the subject of an internet hoax after it was reported that he had been killed in a car crash. This week in 2003, Bobby Brown was charged with battery after allegedly hitting his wife, Whitney Houston, in the face. Mick Jagger was knighted by Prince Charles also this week in 2003. And this week in 2012, Adele was named Billboard's top artist of 2012, while her hit record 21 was named top album of the year.
Interesting items in music.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Let It Snow has made its way into Christmas culture since it was written in 1945. It was written by two Jewish songwriters in Hollywood. They wrote it in the midst of a heat wave while they longed for a cool down. Even though the song is known as a Christmas carol, the song never mentions Christmas at all.
CBS Friday. Mac is back. Woo-hoo! The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he gonna stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil. Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Night. Join the Scores hockey sage Jay Zawoski for the Bud Light Blackhawks on the glass hockey night with Chicago Blackhawk Ryan Hartman from 7 to 8:30 at Q Bar in Glendale Heights. Come meet Ryan for an autograph, get the inside scoop on the team, and enter to win a pair of Blackhawks tickets. Brought to you by Bud Light. Raise one to right now. No outside memorabilia will be signed. Transportation provided by Atlantis Limousines.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Can I get back to football or...
You betcha we can. 321, Boys and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Zach Zaidman's on Twitter, at Zach Zaidman. He's on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man. What's happening, Zach?
Well, yesterday we spent a lot of time talking about Mully's report that Vic Fangio is rumored to be leaving the Bears after the season. Today I had an opportunity to pull Pernell McPhee aside. He's the leader of the Bears defense inside that locker room, and I asked him about what he thought in regards to that report.
He's definitely a mentor, a teacher, a great coach, and you know, it'll be sad to see if anything is going on. To hear, I ain't hear anything, but you know, most definitely, like, the defense look up to him. He's really like the quarterback of the defense outside, you know, the middle linebackers, but you know, he helped us out a lot.
How does he relate to guys that are so much younger than him?
Just knowing his talent. I mean, you know, how to put guys in situations to win battles. You know, for example, like Leonard, he know how to move him around and create mixed matches. And, with DBs, he just know, the strength and the weakness of the DBs. So I think he do a great job overall with just teaching and coaching and play calling, as a defensive coordinator.
Yeah, it is a real credit to Fangio, by the way, that the Bears are ranked where they are ranked defensively, considering the limitations that they have from a personnel standpoint, either because of injury, suspension, or talent. And that, to me, has been a big story. Unfortunately, the offense has not been able to complement, and special teams as well, those two phases have not been able to complement what the defense has been trying to do this season. Then there's today, and this season is not about, at least at this point, the preview between the Bears and the Lions, or the Bears and the Packers, or the Bears and the Vikings going forward. It really has become the development of young players, and not the kind of development we thought. You know, coming into the season, it was about the first and second round picks, the third round picks, these high draft picks, and forming that core. But it's beyond that now. Now it's about developing the later round draft picks, guys that you never thought you would see on the field. And that has really been the challenge for John Fox. And I put this montage together, in terms of Fox talking about that, followed up by McPhee and what he thinks about this thing going forward.
They're waiting for an opportunity, and some of these guys, had we been healthy, may not have gotten that opportunity. I can't say for sure, but we've got a good locker room, guys that do care, guys that aren't afraid to work. Like I mentioned yesterday, we have a very, very good coaching staff that, still coaching as hard as they've ever coached, and guys are responding. So our record doesn't indicate some of the positive things. When you dig a little bit deeper, I think you do see some positives. I think we're a very positive coaching staff as far as philosophically, and I think our guys have responded, even though we've played a lot of different guys. Yeah, I mean, because you're a pro, and a lot of times it's about the process, not always about the results. And when guys understand that, I think they continue to work and get better every day.
I mean, as just a man and as an individual, it don't matter if it's a young guy, old guy. I mean, when you're 3-9. It tests your manhood. It tests your character. It tests reality and how you're going to bounce back off it. So, I preach to the guys all the time, man. Don't let our record define us. Let's go out and be the best we could be. Let's take care of our body and finish the season off strong, because, it ain't went how we wanted to go. So,
How's it tested you personally?
Huh?
How's it tested you personally?
3-9. It tested me a lot, but I believe in God, so it don't matter. I'm going to go hard. I just got to make some other guys go hard.
That football deity has played a major role in Pernell McPhee's season.
He's a thing, man. He really is.
Yeah, Zach, we just discussed this a moment ago, but isn't it, not my NFL world, it's a very small world in my NFL world, but isn't it about time that Vic Fangio took a head coaching job? I mean, and there's going to be some openings, as there always are. Isn't it, just looking at the timeline, you don't have to fire him, you don't have to do anything, but isn't, in your football world, isn't he deserving of a shot somewhere?
Yes, but I think you have to wonder at this point if that time has passed him by. Every assistant, every coordinator has a certain window of opportunity, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And you just look at the way the league is going right now. You don't see a lot of older guys getting the GM jobs and getting the head coaching jobs. So that's where you have to wonder. He had an interview with the 49ers. After the Harbaugh exit,
he did, right?
A few years ago, but he didn't think that was a serious deal, and clearly it wasn't, so he ended up here with Vic Fangio. But, there are a lot of quality coordinators around football. You look at Dom Capers with the Green Bay Packers, and he's been a head coach before, and there's nothing to suggest that he can't be a head coach again in terms of the way he's able to lead that team, but that window of opportunity, I think, has passed him by, and I think the same thing can probably be said for Vic Fangio. It is interesting, though, listening to both Fox and Pernell McPhee talk about the young players. Jordan Howard's a perfect example of a guy that probably was not going to get an opportunity, at least early on in the season, and he really made a name for himself beginning with that first Detroit game back in Week 4, because Langford had suffered the injury. So he has to come in there because Kadeem Carey was also banged up. So Howard gets the start, and that was his first 100-yard rushing game. He's now had five this season, and I saw in on the Detroit Lions website they have this headline that says there's a new Jordan in Chicago, and it is fitting because the number 23 is important. The Bears are 3-0 when Jordan Howard has 23 or more carries, 0-8 when he doesn't. And last week, I don't know if, come on, that's pretty good. You got to give me credit for
that.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do think that last week the conditions, more so than anything, forced the Bears to run the ball. I hope that's something that Dowell Loggins continues, because especially on the road, you want to help out Matt Barkley. You know, Detroit is looking to win its first division title since 1993. It's been such a long time for them. So you just want to take the pressure off of a whole bunch of young guys playing together on the road for the first time. You do that by being able to do what you do best, and clearly the Bears can run the ball when they commit to it.
All right, Zach, let's examine some nuggets and tidbits from the depths of the Zaidman notebook.
Oh, man, there's so much going on here. Where do I start? All right, how about this?
Yes.
I think this is important because...
No, you don't.
No, I do, seriously. Okay. I think it's hugely important. When you look at the infrastructure for the Bears, you know, to me, when I look at how the Cubs were able to build themselves up, it wasn't just Theo Epstein making all these terrific moves, you know, in terms of great draft picks, shrewd free agent signings and trades. To me, it was setting up an infrastructure for those young players, once they came into the organization, to be taught what it takes to play winning baseball. So by the time they got up to the major league level, you weren't dealing with the silly mistakes that we'd seen around here for nearly a century. I think that's the next step for the Bears, and that's where it is important to have guys on your coaching staff like Vic Fangio, like Clint Hurt, like Ed Donatell and Sam Garns, Curtis Johnson, because you want to make sure that these young guys who are... That's the only silver lining that you can come away with from this season, because it's been awful. The last 2 years have been terrible. But you look at the landscape of the NFC North, guys, and I just mentioned Detroit looking to win its first division title since 1993. It is not as strong of a division as we thought.
Right.
And the teams have dropped, and you wonder, just based on the fight that you've seen for the Bears, if you can start to add some young players, you get some of your starters back, you have another draft class and some shrewd moves via free agency, because the Bears will have some money to play with, can you put yourself in a position, not necessarily to actually get into the playoffs, but to make December's meaningful, where you're fighting for an opportunity within the framework of this division? That's my question for you. It's kind of a nugget, a tidbit.
It's sort of leaving us with like an essay question.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what...
I thought if this were TV, there'd be a little like you'd have my signature, and it would say commentary.
Thank you, Zach.
See you guys.
See you.
That's Zach Zaidman.
And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Join Chicago's Big Ten team when they return to Welsh Ryan Arena Sunday at 6 o'clock. Single game and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. Today, the end of the winter meetings, and both teams here in town were busy. Of course, the White Sox trading Chris Sale and Adam Eaton for a group of prospects, and the Cubs trading Jorge Soler to the Kansas City Royals. They get back in return Wade Davis, a closer, who is now a member of the Cubs bullpen.
It's part of the way things happen, and I completely understand that and accept it, and I'm excited to be a part of the new team and contribute and hopefully do it all over again.
That is Davis with Spiegel and Goff today on the score. Also the Cubs, a Rule 5 selection. They get Caleb Smith from the Brewers. He's a lefty pitcher. White Sox get a right-hander, Dylan Covey, from the A's. And with Aroldis Chapman agreeing to a five-year deal with the Yankees, now the Marlins, Dodgers, and Nationals are turning their attention toward Kenley Jansen, though the Nats also have some interest in closer David Robertson. Thursday night football is on the score tonight. The Raiders take on the Chiefs. We've got that broadcast starting at 7 o'clock. And Doug McDermott is hopeful to return from a concussion tonight as the Bulls will take on the Spurs. The Blackhawks don't play until tomorrow when they've got the Rangers. Brent Seabrook will not play. He is out with an upper body injury. Get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD featuring the most exciting moments of 2016. only $19.99. Order now at cbschicago.com/CubsCD. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Head to Buffalo Wild Wings and bring your fellow fans, because they've rolled out new shareables like the Game Day Sampler, packed with traditional wings, chili queso fries, fried pickles, and cheddar cheese curds. It's perfect for game day. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Throwback Thursday.
And now, it's time to begin the second half.
And as always, we get you started. We'll tell you what we've been yammering about for 2.5 hours.
Plenty of baseball talk, and then we talked about, let's see, the White Sox, what they're doing, what Rick Hahn is doing so masterfully, and also some troubling stories speculating on what's going on with the odd insular St. Louis Cardinal culture, and what might be giving Dexter Fowler some pause when it comes to wanting to spend the next several years of his life there. Greg Gabriel and Zach Zaidman then talked Bears.
It was probably about a year or so ago, I think. It ended a couple weeks one way or the other. That if you recall, people around the NFL, and others, particularly those who do games, and I watch a bit of every game on Sundays, we're celebrating Todd Bowles, right? I mean, it was a celebration of Todd Bowles, who what took him so long to get a head coaching job?
That team is talking about head coaching species.
Are you kidding? Look, he's already going to be fired. They've won 3 games. He's telling the media, and this is even by NFL standards stretching it, he told the media Ryan Fitzpatrick wasn't starting before he told Ryan Fitzpatrick.
That's
so I think, I don't like Ryan Fitzpatrick. I think he's sort of a pudwack. But, I mean, I think there's a, you know, everybody loves these guys, and you look at them and you go, man, oh, man, and you find, look at the discipline and all this other stuff. And fired!
This is how it begins. The Cubs are going to put the World Series trophy on display and then on tour. They're calling it the Cubs Trophy Tour, presented by State Farm. This is going to start tomorrow at the Cubs team store in Michigan Avenue. That's a pop-up store they have there. So people can take their photo with the World Series trophy from 12 to 3 p.m. And then it's next Thursday at Chicago City Hall from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. A series of locations throughout Chicago. Then on the road it goes. Bloomington, Champaign, Freeport, Peoria, the Quad Cities, Rockford and Springfield in Illinois, South Bend, Indianapolis, other cities in Indiana, Des Moines and other cities in Iowa, wow, plus other locations throughout the Midwest. Wow. So this means I'm going to tell you ahead of time, don't make it your social media avatar because you're going to look like an idiot. We get it. You're a big time, yes, Cub fan.
Yeah,
you're very
lifelong
Cub fan.
Lifelong Cub fan.
We're very.
Thank you.
You're extremely happy the Cubs won the World Series, but this is going to be this happened with the Stanley Cup avatars. The moment you make it your avatar, you look dumber. The same goes for guy holding a fish, and I do take
but
pictures.
I love the guy holding the fish.
I take pictures of myself holding a fish.
Come on,
I do. I take pictures of family members holding fish, but I do not use it as my avatar. The moment you look at me, Cubbies, big fan. That's me with a trophy. That's everybody. The moment, I'm just telling you. Just
don't do it.
Take the picture, send it to friends and family. Yeah. You can have it. But the moment you do that and you send me a tweet, I'm going to think you're 10% dumber than you were before. Maybe more.
Now, I saw this list today of the best free agent signings in the NBA. Aren't we a little early for that?
Yes.
Seriously, we haven't even, how many games have you played where you're already ranking what the free agency signings were? And your number one choice is Kevin Durant, duh. I mean, what did you think was going to happen?
This Durant guy is pretty good.
Yep. Yeah. Well, let's see. Let me check his numbers. So I'll let you know if I think he's any good at it. Okay. Here's his numbers as he's a frightening member of the Warriors. Here's what he's doing. He's averaging 27 points, 8.4 rebounds, 4.6 assists, and nearly 2 blocks a game. He's shooting a career-high 565 from the field,
Jesus,
and 420 from beyond the three-point line. How's that?
That's okay.
Is that good?
Or
are we too early with it? Because, I mean, come on, dude. Can they play 35 games first?
Yeah, I kind of like that signing. I think it's very solid. I will tell you the signing that is not good.
Not good?
That would be the $18 million a year for Joakim Noah. That would be on my list of the ones that probably, because they can't really play him, and they've realized they're better when they don't play him.
Yeah.
And I know they wanted his leadership, but I'm not quite sure if it's worth it.
I thought it was a bizarre offseason, and when I look at this, then I know I was right.
The Bulls are playing a Thursday night game on TNT. A regular season home game Thursday night on TNT.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if that sounds like, okay, I have sort of a vague feeling that the Bulls usually are successful in those situations. And yeah, they push the start time back 90 minutes to accommodate national TV against San Antonio. And usually the Bulls, I think they play well. Well, guess what? The Scores Cody Westerlund, who covers the Bulls, has the stat. How many consecutive home regular season Thursday night TNT games do you think the Bulls have won?
Oh, God. 11.
15.
Okay.
15 in a row through all of this.
But here comes Pop.
Yeah, but look, they get up for these games. They play harder, and you know, Jimmy going against Kawhi Leonard. You got Pau Gasol coming back. But think about that. With everything else that's gone on in some of these whipsawing Bulls seasons, the Bulls have won 15 straight home regular season games on TNT on Thursday nights.
That's the second half. We do it every damn day, or at least most every damn day, as you always actually think of this. Or the other things we discussed, a whole lot of baseball. We've got more to get into with that. Yeah, a little football, a little basketball, a little bit of everything. Boys and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
I think our guys responded in the second half.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers and the Hyundai all-wheel drive.
This week in 1951, Joe DiMaggio announced his baseball retirement. Arthur Ashe became the first black player to be ranked number one in tennis. This week in 1968. This week in 1972, the Miami Dolphins became the first undefeated NFL team. O.J. Simpson became the first NFL player to rush 2,000 yards in a season. This week in 1973. This week in 1981, Muhammad Ali had his 61st and last fight. This week in 2007, the Mitchell Report was released, listing the names of 89 Major League Baseball players that have presumably used steroids.
It's Omaha Steaks. You can't go wrong. They've always had terrific stuff for you, especially at holiday time. And this might be the best thing that they've ever done. Because just for listening to this show, and you know the code, Dan B. Just those characters right in the main search bar, the main page. It's going to take you to this. This is the family gift pack. All of this. 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasa sausages, 4 burgers, a 12-ounce package of all-beef meatballs, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, 1 Omaha Steaks seasoning packet, and then 4 more kielbasas they're just going to throw in for free. Every last bit of that for $49.99. So go to omahasteaks.com, enter Dan B. in the search bar, add the family gift pack to your cart, and then you have it. That 77% savings is yours, and all of that food is headed your way. It's the gift guaranteed to be a hit.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. Home to top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, 2-time world champion.
Hey, it's Boomer and Carton.
Hey, this is Tim Marchman from Deadspin.
Let's pound the pavement and get some news.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son? Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side.
I may
be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
DVD and
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
IRS, the most feared agency in the world. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only firms in the country who helps taxpayers no matter how much they owe. Whether you owe just a few thousand dollars or hundreds of thousands, call now and take the first step in getting your tax matter resolved before the IRS seizes your assets or garnishes your wages. Call 800-349-9770. That number again is 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Dunkin' Donuts, fun, festive holiday donuts, or Munchkin's Donut Holes. America runs on Dunkin'. Price participation may vary. Limited time offer. All day, every day, Dunkin' Donuts value menu is here. Start your morning with a tasty muffin or coffee roll for $1.49. Need a boost? Turbo shots are 49 cents. How about a bite? Six-piece hash browns are 99 cents. So are egg and cheese wake-up wraps. Add savory bacon, sausage, or ham for 50 cents more.
Call local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno for help with auto, home, and identity theft insurance. Tim and his team would love to help you. 630-671-0600.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids.
Now accepting boats, RVs, and real estate donations.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Hurry! It's your last chance to donate for 2016.
Volume.
Dodge Ram on Grand Avenue.
The snow is here, so head in to Gurney Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram today and get a 2017 Jeep during our December Big Finish 2016 sales event.
We're Gurney Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on Grand Avenue.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Wade Davis, who last threw a pitch in the game at 10 o'clock straight up, is on the mound a few minutes after 11. Left side, Moustakas.
Do anything that, you know, I'm capable of. I'll do anything that the manager needs you to do, especially in the postseason. You know, that's all hands on deck. I think that's been pretty evident that you got to do whatever the team needs. You know, if you keep having success there, you keep going out and doing it.
That is the Cubs' new closer, Wade Davis. You heard him right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score with our guy Spiegs and Golf. And let me tell you this, that this guy was one of those that was about as automatic as it gets in baseball. And he was injured last season for the first time, I think. I don't know how much he'd been hurt, at least not in a while. He'd been pretty healthy while a Royal. And he came back, and he was okay again. And he says now all the checkups are fine. But, you know, I realize it's a position that sometimes gets underrated, but not in my world. I watch too many itchy, twitchy ninth innings with guys that I go, why are you out there, and what are you doing? You won't be saying that with this guy. You will not be saying that, because a lot of people probably don't really much care about the Royals.
And if you heard him today, he was on with Spiegel and Goff, and he's not averse to this idea of being what Scott Boras calls a help pitcher.
Yeah.
Where a high leverage premium pitcher, that you can call him a closer, call him whatever. Look, he's got his money. He's under contract for one more year, and he'll pitch whatever he's told to pitch. Big outs are big outs, and especially in the postseason, we learned that sometimes, hey, we're going to need 45 pitches out of you, old man.
He'll give them to you. Yep, he'll give them to you. I mean, it's just odd that you know, you look around and you see some guys settling for club, but you saw some closers get paid this year. seen some guys get paid big time.
Yeah, that's why, you know, yesterday we were talking to Jared Diamond about it, just because of the way it's changing how some of these, the way you value some of these pitchers, that saves just don't kind of matter as much. You got a little bit of Cubs news here that's seeing multiple outlets, including the Red Sox beat writer from the Boston Herald, Evan Drellich, says, source says Koji Uehara on the brink of signing with the Cubs, although the deal might not be final. And he translated this from what appears to be a Japanese baseball site. It says the Cubs close to a one-year deal with Koji Uehara in the $6 million range. Now, what do you know about him?
Not much. I you know, I've been around a little bit. Not much. I mean, I don't think he's bad.
He was there when Theo was there, right? When they won the World Series.
Yeah, he goes back a while. Look, the Cubs rule the world. They can do what they want to do. If you need guys that they can, he can certainly eat up some innings for you. No doubt, I think he does that. But the idea, which was sort of, I mean, a lot of teams still love their young pitching. You know that. They loves their young pitching. And we see some teams with decent young staffs, but they're always hurt. The Cubs are so novel in their approach to this stuff. They'll find pitching.
Last year, Koji Uehara pitched 47 innings. He had a whopping 12.06 strikeouts per 9 innings.
Yeah, he's got
an ERA of 3.45, which is right there along with his xFIP of 3.42. The year before, he pitched in 40 innings, had a much lower ERA of 2.23, but his expected fielder independent pitching right around the same of 3.52.
So he's the one that you don't, even those numbers aren't bad, you don't use them much. That's who he is. Okay, now I got him.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah, I mean, even though the numbers look fine, then what? Okay, now I got him. I don't really think much about Boston's roster, although this Boston roster is really going to make fun when they play the Cubs. This is really going to be fun.
And there just doesn't seem to be a whole lot of velocity there.
No,
Last year's fastball was 86.7. And
guile.
That's what it looks like here. As far as the pitches that he used last year, that he threw his fastball half the time. He had a cutter 5% of the time and a split finger pitch that he threw the other 44.8% of the time.
And well, he only pitched 40 innings, so he pretty much.
it looks like sort of sneakiness from Koji Uehara. Yeah. But, hey, you know, what the heck?
What the heck? I mean, look, again, you know, the Cubs, they're doing this novel thing. They're not even thinking about so much their young pitch. It's not important to them. I saw Theo quoted the other day about it. They'll find some guys, eat some innings, whatever the role may be. They can always find that during the offseason. You see it during this offseason. And this is part of the reason that the White Sox are far from finished yet is their closer. Why you go, he's not that. Yeah, I know. It seemed to me like every time Robertson blew a save, it was just bad. It was just the wrong time with a team that needed a desperate pickup and to win this game. I don't know. Maybe it's just my imagination. But you know what? When you look around now and some of the deals, I'm pretty sure he'll be wearing somebody else's uniform. And you might, look, if you can get that for Adam Eaton, get as much, I'll take a third of that.
For Robertson?
Yeah.
Sure.
Take that.
Let's
talk right now.
You don't need a hood ornament right now. What I mentioned during transition, what I'm looking for from the White Sox now are the flip guys. Find guys, you say, all right, hey, Coop, I'm going to bring you some guys that maybe have failed, maybe some, you know, typical sort of like high draft picks who they still think have some value, who've underperformed, and you build those guys up, and then come deadline time, that's when you start finding, when Billy Bean wants to move Addison Russell, you're like, oh, you do? Okay, well, how about here? How about Jeff Samardzija and Jason Hamill? That's just perfect for you. Or, you know, you flip Scott Feldman, and that becomes, what was that? That was Arrieta and was that Rondon? I mean, or Strope and Arrieta, right. That's when you really get to work, is when you can find some of those guys.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you're going to be left with, I think, here. But I that's okay. That's fine. I have no quarrel with that at all. I just think there's a, you know, if I had to choose a philosophy and you say, all right, you're going to run this team, my philosophy would probably trend a lot heavier toward what the Cubs have done. I'm not talking about just success is obvious, but just how they've planned it, than it would be to draft every great young pitching prospect you can find and know that someday you're going to have a great pitch. Good luck with that.
The Cubs said, look, we're going to sign some veteran guys who have proven their durability.
Like you're playing better.
Proven their ability and their durability, knowing there might be some bad years on the back end of those deals.
Sure.
But
sure.
You've won the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
That changes the way you look at those at the ends of those deals because you had the parade because your trophy is going to be going to Bloomington and Rockford in the Quad Cities. What are the odds that trophy makes it out of Rockford?
Not good.
Without like some kind of damage to
not
it?
Not good. Dredge will take it.
Either Sir, you can't sit on the trophy. Oh, no.
Sir, please don't put faux crab inside of the World Series trophy.
Please, you can't eat out of it. Huh? What? I can't? Come on now.
You can, however, go get it lunch.
Guess how old Koji Uehara is going to be on opening day.
37.
42.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, no wonder he's only pitching 40 innings. That's all he's got left.
He's going to be 42.
Wow.
He was that old.
You know, these guys are...
Good Lord, that's one old-ass pitcher, man.
That really is, yeah. There's a couple of them around that are kind of, they fool you a little bit. They go, how old is that guy again? What is he? Okay. Because some of them, you know, a lot of them, they don't get here till much later in their career anyway. And then you go, okay, that's fine. He's turning on the ball well. And then you turn around, he's 39. You go, what?
Huh?
What? When he wasn't here till he was 35, you numbnuts.
Joe Nathan 41?
Yes.
And that was completely inexpensive, and it didn't cost him anything, and they brought him up. He looked okay in the minors, and he looked awful in the majors, and they got rid of him.
Yeah.
So, fine.
I just like that plan. I just think there's so much inherent heartbreak to young pitching. I'm not saying don't ever do it, but my God, that is just torturous. That is torture. I mean, I don't know if I have the patience for it or the aches and every single young pitcher. And primary, of course, is the Mets. Every one of them, something's wrong. Or is going to be soon. I mean, I can't think of a one of them that at one point or another hasn't had to miss a lot of time because there's something wrong. I know.
So many people are mad on Twitter. I've gotten tweets from guys holding fish and tweets from people taking their picture with trophies. Who cares? Let people do what they want. I'm not. You can do it. I'm just going to say when you send me a tweet and I see that picture, I'm going to immediately downgrade my thoughts of how smart you are.
Didn't you have a avatar like that once?
With a trophy?
I thought you had a fish. Or did you not?
Somebody did that to me. I don't know if it was Ranji or somebody else when I left my Twitter up.
Okay.
That somebody put that on there, but
so
I changed it immediately.
So I was
after.
Right though, but you had
there,
it. Okay.
It was up there, but it was a bit. It was probably you.
It wasn't me.
It was because somebody
it wasn't me.
Somebody got in there and did that to me when I made the mistake of leaving my Twitter.
Don't he had the he, blame Randy, he me. Had the one of him holding a listener's head.
Right. as a trophy.
As a trophy. Yeah. That's the one you get confused by.
No, look, you're allowed to do what you want, but when I said, hey, look, this is me. With the trophy, I'm therefore more connected to my team than I was before. Then it just changes the value I place on whatever opinion is expressed in the tweet because you're one of those people.
Well, I have a great one. I took a great selfie after the Cubs clinched the NL pennant,
mm-hmm.
And you know, as I was there at we were at Yahtzee's for an appearance, and I get done, and you know, we're out in the streets, and it's crowded, and it's crazy, and everyone's taking pictures in front of the marquee. And so I took a selfie in front of the marquee, and then the next day I remembered that I'd taken that picture and I wanted to look at it, and I had a couple drinks that night.
No.
I had a couple cocktails.
No, yeah. You didn't. And my head completely blocked the marquee in the selfie. So all you see are the edges of the marquee, the absolute worst selfie ever taken.
Now that would be funny if you used that one. Put that out there. Yeah, look at me. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, the next day I was like, oh, that's not good.
The Boards and Bernstein Show, 312-644-6767. We put plenty out there for you. And I saw somebody who heard what we said about the Bulls and the 15 consecutive wins at home on Thursday nights on TNT. And therefore, he's decided that he's going to take the Bulls and the 3.5 points. Well, I'm not giving you gambling advice.
Yeah, that wasn't what it was intended to be, believe me, from him. No. I have none either, though.
No, I don't. I can't tell you how to gamble.
Can't help you.
Yeah, help you. You've got the score.
The 3-9 Bears now face the division-leading Lions. Can the Bears get a win and make it a season sweep of this division foe? We're talking about it right up to game time. So get ready for the game with us on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month, but you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
Exclusively at PajamaGram.com. That's PajamaGram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress her every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at PajamaGram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap. You know this because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, Christmas delivery, of course, guaranteed. To visit Pajamagram, do it at Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. And here's what you do. Tell them the score sent you and loves you.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for...